Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Roland.
I've been calling nonstop.
I see that. It's late, Roland.
I was worried that... That maybe...
That maybe what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Roland, are you okay?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's 2 a.m. Something tells me you're not fine.
I saw him. I saw David.
What?
He was in my room. He was just standing in the corner. I tried talking to him, but he wouldn't answer.
Roland, I think you had a nightmare.
No, it was real. He was there. I also saw Kent again.
You did?
Outside my window, a couple of nights ago. The curtain was drawn. He was outside with his mouth open. He just stared at me.
Shit. Roland, what's going on? Did you meet with Julia?
Yes.
I'd rather wait till the morning, but obviously you're not feeling well. So let's do this now.
Do what?
What did Julia say?
Nothing. Nothing of importance. I warned her, though. That's all I could do. I wonder if she's seeing what I'm seeing.
David?
Maybe.
Have you been seeing other stuff?
I'm having trouble sleeping.
Roland, okay. I'm gonna ask you a question, and I want the truth.
The truth?
Are you on anything right now?
Jesus.
I want an answer. I'm here sticking my neck out for you. The last thing I need is for you to be fucked up.
You're just like the captain.
No, not like the captain. I believe every word you say. I'm helping in every way I can, but I want to make sure you have your head on straight while you do whatever it is you need to do.
I'm not on anything.
Okay.
I'm just seeing things.
I know.
Jesus, I'm turning into Benson.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Benson sees things he shouldn't. Hey, what's that sound?
I'm making some coffee.
Now?
Well, we have some things to talk about, obviously.
I didn't mean to bother you. I'm sorry. I couldn't sleep. I was worried. I had no one to talk to, but I shouldn't have called. I shouldn't...
Roland, it's fine. I was planning on calling you tomorrow anyway.
Research?
Been on it.
And?
And I found something really interesting, actually.
Let's have it.
Are you sure you want to do this right now?
Come on, Ray. I can't sleep, and you just made coffee. Let's do this now.
Okay. One of the names you gave me. Shane Powell.
You found something?
Yeah. 2012 Alaskan cruise.
Why does that ring a bell?
It was all over the news at the time. Captain ran into some rocks at night and the whole ship listed. People had to be rescued.
That's right. There were two that year.
The other accident was in Italy, but yes.
Okay. Where's the connection?
I'm getting to that. Shane Powell was on the ship. A passenger. Help arrived after the accident, when half of the ship was submerged. And after taking a tally, they found that they only lost 7 passengers. Just 7. Shane Powell was one of those 7.
The other passengers?
Everyone else was fine. Rescued. And pretty quickly, too.
But the 7 died?
They were missing. Until a week later. They found 1. The girl was washed up on shore, not far from some hiking trail near Ketchikan, or however you pronounce it.
Still not seeing the connection.
There's an interview with the girl that I dug up, and there were some key words. Monsters, creatures, nightmares, murder.
Do you have the whole interview?
Found it yesterday, public records. The police didn't believe her, just like we didn't believe Julia. Just like the captain didn't believe you. I'll text you a link, and you can look it up at the public library.
Did they ever find the other 6?
No.
Is this girl still alive?
She lives in Southern California, Ramona, just outside of San Diego. So, how about that? Pretty good, right? Roland? Do you want her name? Contact info? Hello? Roland? You there? Roland?
Ray, I'll have to call you back.
Are you okay?
David's back. In my room. He's waving to me.
Oh, shit! Roland? 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 Roland?
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.